Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you go there, find Eric Cargiolotto on our site. You can find all the things he's deposited with us over the last few years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. A lot of great, very absolute, pertinent age of the customer things that Eric has shared with us. And as we've talked about how to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward online. And Eric, thanks again for being part of our day and for giving us the things that we have there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the times you spent with us. Folks, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there, too. Eric, tell us how we can find you guys and how we can find your book.
You can find us at smashlab.com, and the book is at speakhuman.com.
Speakhuman.com, so check that out, folks. Also, wherever books are sold. Eric, I've been using the word relevance. As a big, you know, I've moved from manipulation to authenticity, and now to relevance. I think relevance is the next level. I think authenticity is expected. Relevancy is how people make their final decision. When people are, especially when they're looking around online, whether they're buying or shopping, you need to be relevant to your customers. Now, relevant means however they want to access you, however they want to find out about you, you're available in that form. For example, if I've got a website that doesn't conform to a smartphone whenever it comes up in a smartphone, well, I may be relevant. That may not bother some people who don't use smartphones to search, but if they do use a smartphone, I become irrelevant to them at that moment because I'm not how they want to receive me. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. The consumer purchase in particular is a very fickle, fickle kind of relationship. And as I was the other day, I was looking for these, I've been running a little bit, and I needed a running belt. But, you know, you can keep little bottles of water in and your change and your keys and that sort of stuff. And so this company in the U.S., it's funny, I talk about the U.S. like you're so far away, but it feels like that sometimes. I don't know this company from anywhere. It looks like they make a good product, but I don't know anything about them. Go to find out, so how do I get this actually ordered? How do I contact these people? And I can't find any contact information anywhere. And then that's all it takes for me to just go find somebody else. If I can't get a hold of you, if I can't see a real street address for where you are, I start to wonder whether I can really put my credit card number in and not find out that I've bought something I didn't want to buy.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. Well, or here's another example. You have a great website that actually does a pretty good job. Your webmasters have made it where it does a real good job of presenting itself in a small form window, like the small screens. And you have your phone number there. And people can find you when they do a voice search or a quick search or whatever. But your phone number is not hot. It's not clickable. If the other person that they have an option that they've got up on their screen is you or the other person, they're even a little more expensive than you. And their phone number is hot, they're going to click on that phone. They're going to click on the one that's hot, aren't they, Eric? And if you're not, then you're not. You're irrelevant to them at that moment, what I call the moment of relevance.
Yeah, I think anything you can do to remove that friction for your customers is really important. And the way you get to that is pretty simple, actually. In the design process, there are a couple of things that I think are really useful. One are our personas, and the second are scenarios or use cases. So the persona, you describe who's your customer. Am I talking about a 45-year-old woman who lives in the Midwest who likes this and that and so on? And you know, what are they looking to achieve by going to this website? And then with the use case or the user scenario, what have you, from there what you can start looking at is what path do they actually take through that property to get to fulfillment? And if you start looking at those things, you can see the barriers and where there's a gap that you need to fill in.
Right.
And it's not rocket science. You just have to think about it and plan for it.
Well, and this is where it comes back to speaking human. You don't design your website. You don't design your online presence for form. You design it for function. And you and I've seen this. We've gone to big sites. I mean, they spent, you know, who knows how much on it, and it looks great, and it's you know, it's award winning site, but it's clunky, and so, you know, I talked to somebody a while back, a senior VP of a global company, and she said, you know what, I actually signed up for a small business account for our company and decided to go through the process, and I turned ashen when I realized how badly we were treating small businesses by going through the steps we were given. And she said about the process of fixing that.
Well, and there's only one problem with that flaw, Jim, or one problem with that scenario, Jim, is that you didn't tell them, call Eric. Eric will fix that problem for you.
Well, actually, I did. You didn't get the call?
No, I didn't. Surprising. Yeah,
I know what it was. Your phone number wasn't clickable.
That's right. The failure in that user use case. And I think what you're talking about is another big thing, is that we build these things that we never try out. And I think it's really important that if you're going to design this thing and put it out there, put yourself in the spot of the customer and force yourself through that scenario. Can you find it? Can you get to what you need to?
Right.
And for that matter, basic kind of user testing. Build up some scenarios and use, even if you want to use one of these inexpensive online services,
right,
you can get a video of someone using your website,
mm-hmm,
clicking through the buttons you've asked them,
right,
to click through.
Eric,
can they find their way through it?
I got to wrap it up. If you follow this one, folks, form follows function, you'll never be very far away from relevance. Hey, Eric, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Brad.
Eric Cargiolotto, ladies and gentlemen, smashlab.com. Check it out. It's also speakhuman.com. That's his book site. Got to go for this segment. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.